I'm at the Brentwood Festival with the Bracknell and Electric Childhouse. You all right, guys?
How's it going?
Good afternoon.
Do you just want to introduce yourself, say what band you're from and what your role is?
I'm Claudio, and I play guitar and lead vocals for the Bracknell.
Claudio too, and I play lead guitar and vocals as well.
I can see where this is going.
I'm Aaron. I play guitar in the Electric Childhouse.
I'm Matt. I'm from Jerry and the Pacemakers. I sing.
I'm Yannick Bosingwa, and I play drums for Electric Childhouse.
Nice. And both bands have been at the Brentwood Festival quite a few times. How many times has the Bracknell been on stage?
Finishes our fourth one. Yeah.
And what is it about the Brentwood Festival that you enjoy and like coming back to?
I can't remember. It used to be pretty good. They've toned it down a bit this year. It's a nice chilled family vibe.
And what about you, Matt? What are you enjoying about the festival?
This year?
Yeah.
The show was good. It was just a bit of a shame that I think like the main stage is amazing. What they've done over there is brilliant, but the second stage has just been completely neglected. They told us that we were going to be on the main stage, and they put us on the second stage, and people would pay £30 to get in, and they didn't even have set up there for the gig, so it was pretty pony.
So what's been good about the main stage?
The victories and the Doors experience, and that's about it.
Harry, how was the performance today for you?
Couldn't hear nothing. Ronnie, how was today?
Food is great, and Bouncy Castle is awesome.
The Dodgems are brilliant this year, that's what I'll say. If you want to pay £35 to go on the Dodgems, get yourself down.
I spent all my wages just getting in, and I managed to get a bottle of water out of it. So
surely there's been people here that might not have heard your music before.
I'll tell you what, the problem is we see people that have seen this before and come over to us and gone, oh God, they got your sound wrong today, didn't they? I've made a complaint to the people that run it, and it's like, okay, that's cool. It was pretty pony, yeah.
Okay. And Harry, you're quite new to Electric Childhouse, aren't you?
Yeah, a couple of years. I think, how long? It's like 2 years now.
Yeah,
so two, three years. My lease is up, though. They get rid of drummers every, like, 2.5 years. So I've actually overstayed my welcome. My time's up.
Matt, who have you got next coming up, then?
What's that?
Who have you got next in the band?
Oh, I reckon there's a famous comedian that walks around Brentwood, and his name is Tugboat. He's got it in him to knock the bins around for Electric Childhouse.
What makes him so good at the drums then?
The Tugboat.
Yeah.
DTA. Don't trust anyone. Yes.
I don't know. I think he's just got rhythm. Like, you can't really teach that. Like, he's just got
Next time you see Tugboat, ask him to show you what is it called? The dance.
The victory dance.
Yeah, the victory dance.
You'll see rhythm. True rhythm. Shades of Bonham. Yeah. A Moon. All the classics.
And does he do that at your gigs?
He does it at home quite a lot. In front of my nan, in front of me, in front of Ollie, in front of Steph.
His nanny's quite fit, so.
Is she a big supporter of the band?
I think she is. She says that we sound like the Shadows, which I don't really get, but.
Have you got any gigs coming up?
Bracknell are really lucky. We won a competition, and we're gonna be supporting Brian Adams at Brixton Academy, so that should be pretty cool.
You supported Brian Adams before, didn't you?
Yeah,
everyone loves the Groover from Vancouver.
Yeah.
I have a shirt from my first gig in 1996. Run to You is a personal favourite. That was the song that changed my life. That's what made me put the silver boots on.
They're very nice, by the way. They look a bit old.
We've supported Brian Adams 3 or 4 times now. He's actually a really nice geezer, Brian, and he really supports local music.
And
he's got a house in Brentwood, so this is important to him.
Lets Jack do Mel C's back into Baby When You're Gone.
Can we hear a bit of it?
Baby When You're Gone.
Baby, when you're gone.
Now you got to do it when you're gone. Baby, when you're gone.
When you're gone.
I feel like I'm in love.
I'm in love.
Things go round and round. I don't know if that's the words. And the time just seems so long. Eating food that tastes that good.
Oh, I know this tune.
True.
I do know that. I think that was Mel C, though.
You should record that and put it on your next EP.
We will.
Talking of EPs, you had an interview with Michelle on her Eat My Brunch.
Lovely woman.
Why do you like Michelle so much, Harry?
So much fun, yeah. She's good. We like her. She's funny.
We do actually like Phoenix, even though I was proper caning the activities today. We do love Phoenix.
Yeah, they support
good.
Phoenix FM supporting local radio since 1992.
So how did the EP launch go?
Yeah, good. Yeah, good night. Really good night.
We sold out the Seat Bright Arms twice on the same night. Rock and roll.
Nice. Twice.
Sold out
how did that
sell t-shirts as well, which I was a bit disappointed about.
We We actually had some t-shirts, but in the confusion of today, I forgot to announce that we had t-shirts for sale. So if you're listening, buy a t-shirt for a tenner.
Where can you get these t-shirts from?
Labelwhiteroom.com. Is that what it is? You'll find it on there. Or electricchildhouse.com.
And what exactly is on the t-shirt? Is it clean?
It says Electric Childhouse.
What about the Bracknell? Have they got any merch?
I think Brian Adams is selling a lot of our merch. We're going to do it at the Brixton Academy. I think we've got badges that say, oh look, there's the Bracknell. So if you want them, they're £2.50 on labelwhiteroom.com.
Cool. And so going back to your EP, what would you say your favourite track of the EP is and why?
Goochie Goochie Goo, particularly because if we could try and get Aaron to mimic the noise that he made when he hollered into the microphone earlier. Aaron, could you do that? Come on, Aaron, come on.
very nice. And that's in Goochie Goochie Goo, is it?
Yeah, that's actually Goochie Goochie Goo. Yeah, but it's been going all right. People seem to be half enjoying it. So
there's a tune on it called Cameron the Shadow Chancellor. It's one of the greatest progressive rock songs of all time.
It's like Kasabian without all the good bits and the fun bits taken out of it.
So. Sounds good, I like Kasabian, sounds good.
While we're here, Harry is in fact writing a book. Harry, come over and explain your book.
Well, yeah, I remember because Michelle asked you and you couldn't explain it in clean words. So have you thought about it since then?
Yeah, the end scene is not vital to the story, it's all about the journey. It's kind of, I've written it so that people read it and realise it's not about where you're going, it's about how you get there.
Sounds a bit like Steve Jobs' autobiography.
It's better than that.
Okay. But when will it be out?
I'm in the final stages. I'm getting it published on Cake Factory Publications, Bake It or Leave It. It should be done end of August.
It's hard around the modelling career, isn't it?
I try to keep that quiet, but yeah, a little bit. But it should be done by end of August. If you want a copy, you have to actually email myself directly.
And you also, when you pay for it and you email, you almost have to send a voice memo of your own thoughts over, because that's the only way you're going to get the copy of it.
And what are you going to do with these?
Read them.
Read them.
I mean the farts.
It's for my own personal catalogue.
All seriously, about Bremen Festival, we appreciate someone trying to pump local music, you know, Phoenix are great for that. I think maybe this year they're trying to pay Billy Ocean's fee a little bit too early, maybe. I think it's all well and good, you know, supporting local music, but I think you've got to get behind it properly. I think sometimes it's difficult when you've got a big name that maybe comes first. But I think that, you know, this could be a massive platform for local bands. I don't think they've quite sussed it yet.
I think, like, to put covers bands on the main stage, which is, I've got nothing against covers bands, like, they're brilliant, I get that. But, like, we all get in there and we rehearse, like, 3 times a week. And, to, like, turn up and to get, like, the treatment that we've had today is, it's not good enough, really. I don't think so, anyway.
They're working hard to try and promote local music, so I just think they've got to look at themselves and think this is a real platform for local music to really sort of develop, and, you know, it'll do them good in the future as well. But I think they've really got to think about it going forward, about what they actually want to do with local music.
I think when you ask people for a tech spec and the Bracknell say they've got 3 people that sing and there's 2 microphones on stage, that's not good enough. And
well, when Billy Ocean needs 6 for himself.
Exactly. And I think when
I'd like to say that I'm a big fan of Billy Ocean. He's from Romford, not originally, I'm guessing, but he's a good rope and I really hope he goes on.
But we're all doing the second, but I think, like, when Electric Childhouse get up to play and there's 5 people in the band and you don't have mics to mic up their amps and you start turning down someone's amp that is in front of the Wedges, that's not good enough.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's good to play, but not if they're going to mug you around and not have the equipment to be able to do it, really.
And what do you think of the headliners this year?
It's Billy Ocean. You can't knock Billy Ocean. It's not his fault, is it? Like, he's just turning out. I'm not, but I can understand that people like Billy Ocean. But it's a bit of a farce, really.
What about the other acts? We've got Pixie Lott. She's homegrown talent. What do you think of her?
Pixie's a great girl. We love her. She's local.
Same thing as Billy Ocean. People like Pixie Lott. Fair play.
My cousin is a big fan. Alex Huggins is a big fan of Pixie Lott.
Thing as well, you charge people, like all our families and mates to turn up, paid £30 to get in. For what they saw, they might as well just see me with a box and I would have hymned some form of rhythmic tune and they would have enjoyed it more.
So positively, what can the festival do next year to improve?
I think they've got to really appreciate what a platform they've got themselves onto now. You know, people know about the festival, people know what it does. I just think they've got to stand for what they started to stand for, you know, which was producing, helping local talent, helping local music, you know. And I think maybe they've lost their way on that a little bit, you know. We all turn up, we don't ask for money, we play. But just think they could really look at what they've done this year and maybe next year look to sort of get back on the path that they originally started with, which is helping local music.
I think it's cool. If you want to make it all Magic FM and the rest of it, I've got no problem with that. Don't ask local rock bands to come down and play to no one and then charge 50, 60 odd people to pay £30 to get in. Don't give us even the cheap list and the rest of it. Like, don't ask us to come back and play then. If that's the way you want to take it, that's cool. No one's got any problems with that. Have a good day out. But don't, if you're not going to, like, if you're going to still want it to be about what it was about in the first place, like, you've got to sort it out.
I'm going to come to you because you haven't really said a lot. What's your view on all this?
It's all right. It's good. It's just disheartening is my word for it. It's kind of, expect local bands to turn up and play next to the toilets. You ain't got enough mics. And then
a lot of people queue for the toilets, though. They will be listening.
It's queuing for us,
Okay, well, let's end this interview on a positive note. I remember 2 years ago when I interviewed you guys, you made an ad-lib song about Andy Murray, and that actually is one of my highlights on Phoenix. So do you reckon you could do it again? Not about Andy Murray, but just make something up between the lot of you.
You give me a sang. Listen to my drums, they come from above. Brentwood Festival showed us no love. We're going to roll out, angry in that. I'm gonna go find Chris's car, take a crap on his bonnet. Sonic, listen to my beats. They're the real heat. Wayne Wade, three-pointer, last quarter. Sing Kings.
What?
Yeah! Thanks, guys. Have a good rest of the day.
All the best.